Best music day in a while. Good tunes.
Thanks, Dave.
I'm going to have a party, and this is going to be my playlist.
Yeah.
You're all invited.
You can just play all old Stevie Wonder. It's a good vibe. It's a good vibe for a party.
Boy, I'd dance to this.
I want to see that.
Yeah, please do.
I do the Squidward dance.
Did you guys see all those videos of Trump dancing on stage recently?
Yes.
He just kind of like throws his hands up. I feel like that's how I dance. Like, I'm not a good dancer, and I'm not saying he's a bad dancer or whatever. I mean, he's just not moving around a lot.
I picture you doing the Elaine.
Yeah, kind of. Like, I just kind of like, I just hope no one's looking at me whenever I'm dancing.
Hell yeah.
That's my main move is like, I'm just blending in with everyone else, hopefully. What are you guys laughing so hard
about? It's just the way you're putting it is funny.
Yeah. I'm laughing at one time. I was probably Rachel's age, like, you know, early 30s. And I was talking to some person and they're like, do you ever dance? And now it's like something, there'd have to be a meteor coming for me to dance. And I'm like, well, yeah, I used to in my 20s, but I was just a little too good at it. And they're like, the hell does that mean?
A little too good at it.
I don't even know what I meant by it, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the whole, like, if I'm going to do the dance, like regular dance, not slow dancing, you know, like weddings and stuff, it's going to be like, I'm just trying to make people laugh.
Yeah,
that
that's
is entirely
move.
What I'm doing. Because I think in college I was probably a tryhard.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm getting after it. Like I'm trying hard, but it was probably hilariously stupid to watch.
I grew up in a great time for dancing because like my first time dancing was in my ninth grade graduation dance with Ronnie Berry. Hi, Ronnie. And really, like I'd never taken a dance step before, but it was like, you know, you get into it and everyone's doing it and it's fun. But in the 80s, it was just all like Sting. You know, you're just like, dude, like that's all you had to do. You didn't have to do any sort of moves. Just like,
There was a TikTok trend recently that was like, how would you dance to this song in the 80s?
Yeah.
And then like Gen Xers mostly like dancing. It was cool. It was fun.
They're all doing like the
Molly Ringwald dance. Everybody did that.
Yeah.
We all know Andrew's a dancer.
Oh, yeah.
He dances every day.
He can't stop dancing.
I love dancing. It's fun.
I love dancing. It's fun.
You just groove. You just wiggle
it's
a little.
It's too much work
now. You're not supposed to dance when you have a Steinreich.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Just so you know.
That's probably why
it'll make it go to the other eye.
Probably why it's advancing so rapidly. I can't stop the groove.
Stairway to Kevin.
All right. So I want to see how well we do. And I think Andrew and Rachel probably do better at this than I did or than you will, Dave. But Hollywood Reporter just added 10 new young stars to what they call the A-list, right? So like, you know, Brad Pitt's an A-list and Leonardo DiCaprio's an A-list. Scarlett Johansson is an A-list. They've added 10 new ones. And I'm curious if the four of you can get to 10 with figuring out who they are.
I have a pretty good idea, I think.
Yeah. You go. I'm going to be terrible at this.
First one I'm going to say is Timothy Chalamet.
Yes, he is definitely one of those.
Sydney Sweeney. Chalamet.
Yeah, good job. That's two right out of the gate.
Anya Taylor-Joy.
There you go. That's three right out of the
Zendaya.
Gate. Zendaya's four.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland is not on that. He's,
way to go, Andrew.
Yeah, he is not on the A-list. He must be a B-list,
I
guess.
Go back and dance.
All right. Kind of can't think of any others.
So that's four.
Glenn Powell.
He is it. Five. Glenn Powell is another one. Yeah.
Jacob Elordi or whatever his name is.
Jacob Elordi is another one.
And the other guy.
I can't think. I've never seen him in anything. So what's he? No, he's not in it.
Barry Keoghan's
in it. Way to go, Andrew.
Oh, I messed it up again.
Okay, so Jacob Elordi. I didn't see Euphoria. I think he's going to be.
Saltburn.
Is he in the. No, he's not. He's not in the. No, I don't know. Yeah, he's in Saltburn, but I didn't see that. So we're already halfway through. So we've got, let's see. No, actually, that's six. So we got four more. Two guys and two women.
What about Hunter Schafer?
I don't know who that is, and they are not on the list.
I would have thought so. Emma Stone? Or was she already on
there? She would be beyond. She would earlier than
that. She's a millennial.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But.
So these are all young. They're younger. Two younger women, two dudes.
I'm out.
What about young ladies?
Strapping dudes.
Oh, what about Jenna Ortega?
Jenna Ortega.
Yes.
Added to the A-list. Yes. Do you guys want hints on the last
Sydney
ones?
Sweeney calling, I'm not here.
You guys want hints on the last ones, or
yes,
you want to just go?
Yeah.
All right. Elvis?
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Butler.
Austin Butler. And then I'll give you another hint. Oppenheimer.
Florence Pugh.
Florence Pugh is Pug.
I think it's pronounced Pug.
I said Pug.
Yeah. So that's 9 of the 10. The other one is Paul Mescal. And I don't know that I've seen him in anything, but I know he's going to be in the new Gladiator movie. Hmm. So they're saying like that might be his big like
coming out
action star, kind of like he's a big number one guy as opposed to just a good actor that people know. I might have seen him in something. I can't remember. But that's the 10 new list of the A-list stars.
We're with it, you guys. We did pretty well.
Yeah, you guys did really
not
well.
Not bad.
Because when I looked at it, the only ones I got, I got Timothée Chalamet and I got Austin Butler. Zendaya was the easiest one because I feel like Zendaya is literally everywhere on the news.
I only got Glenn Powell because I saw him do the Sunday sit down with...
What's he in?
What's his face?
He was in Anyone But You.
He was the new rom-com. Iceman from...
All right, I know who it is. Yeah,
that was his big breakout was Maverick.
Yeah, that's what I know him from then. And then Paul Mescal, I'm trying to figure out if I've seen him in anything.
He was in some Netflix shows, I believe. And then,
I mean, he's in a lot of stuff. Like, if you're looking around, he's like in the last 3 or 4 years, he's in everything. I don't think I've seen any of them.
He's had some trendy, high profile relationships.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
I like the way he puts that.
But he's going to be in the new Gladiator, so we'll see how that fits. Isn't Denzel Washington in that?
I kind of hope so.
I think so.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
He's the 11th name on the list.
Yeah, there's a ton like that.
Entering the A list, Denzel Washington.
How long do you stay on? Like, are you always A-list once you're A-list?
No.
Or do you fall off?
I think you can fall off. I mean, if you start becoming like...
Like, has George Clooney fallen off the A-list or is he still A-list?
No, he's an OG.
Did you see the trailer?
Richard Gere has.
Movie with him and Brad Pitt?
No.
So they're both cleaners like Harvey Keitel was in Pulp Fiction and they run into each other on a job and then it's a buddy cleaner movie.
Okay.
So it's just those two guys being those two guys.
I like all professional hitman movies.
Yeah.
Did you see Bullet Train with Brad Pitt?
No, I started watching that.
I quit that one.
It's a bit silly.
I didn't like it.
It was too frenetic. I wasn't in a frenetic mood.
I don't mind the frenetic. It was just too doofy to me.
They did a long-running joke about Thomas the Tank Engine that really grated on my nerves really bad. But other than that, I liked it.
Plus, I'm mostly reading these days.
I think I made it about a half an hour.
I might read Bullet Train.
Yeah. So, like, I'm trying to think if, like, Like DiCaprio, would he still be like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's still like number one dude, right?
I think so.
I think
is there a number one dude?
I think once you've been on the A-list like 10 years, you're always on it.
Yeah.
Because then you're just a legend.
Like you're leading man, leading lady kind of material.
Yeah. But like I look at people, I think of Richard Gere. I also think of, speaking of Gladiator, I think of Russell
Crowe. What's your Richard Gere thing?
No, because I just thought of him. Because I just thought of people who...
No, no one just thinks of Richard Gere.
I think they fell off. I don't think they are A-listers
anymore.
I think
that's a good point. I would agree. There was a time where those two guys were like A-list and they're probably more like B+ now.
Mm. They just haven't really made anything for
a while. Maybe that's it. Maybe you fall off when you just don't do much.
Mm.
Although Russell Crowe's made so many bad movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Like he did some really good ones. Like he was great in Gladiator and all that. But man,
he's one of those Nick Cage guys that just never seems to say no.
Yeah. And you know who else? Although he's better than, I'm thinking of Gerard Butler, who has made some of the dumbest movies in the history of movies. Like for a while there, he was like the dude.
But then he's made some really... Not classics.
No, but really strong.
But really strong. Yeah. Even like just sort of like I thought Hunter Killer was pretty good.
Yeah.
The submarine movie.
Yeah.
He made a rom-com that's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
Oh, really? Which one was that one?
I think it was with Hilary Swank.
Oh. Well, that's
a P.S. I Love You or something
like that.
Hard pass.
And I started watching it. And it was so bad I had to keep going.
Yeah.
Just a hate watch.
It was so bad I had to keep going.
If a movie is described as a rom-com, you would have to drug me for me to watch it.
The implication is that if Dave doesn't quit your movie halfway through, it means he hates it.
Is there any, like, quote-unquote girl movie that you enjoy, Wheels?
Ooh,
like
define it.
Well, just like anything that, like, your wife watches or your daughter watches that you're like, this is kind of more geared towards the gals, but I can still enjoy it.
That Christmas one, Love Actually.
How much money would it take for you to watch Steel Magnolias, not ironically?
Oh, my God. All of the money. Like, all of it.
I always recommend Princess Diaries to people who are like, I don't like rom-coms. I don't like chick flicks. The Princess Diaries it has the word princess in the title, but it's Anne Hathaway. She's incredible. It's a great story. It's a Gary Marshall movie who has made so many great rom-coms. Mm. I mean, it's just
solid. What's all of these age difference movies lately?
I don't know.
Anne Hathaway just made one of those, and everyone's like, it was just creepy.
Just was she, what? Like, what was it? Was it like?
Was she like the older woman?
Yeah, she was the older woman.
Oh, and they're doing the okay. I don't know. See, like, my problem is like my taste in comedy is more on the crazy side of things. So the rom-com doesn't make me laugh typically, and then I don't care about the other part.
You don't care about the rom and the com.
No, and I'll be honest. Like, and look, this is best thing about Susan is she knows. Like, she hates a lot of the movies I like. Neither one of us makes the other watch, and we have a lot of great middle ground. And that's where we hang out.
I feel good. Best thing about my wife.
No, shouldn't be watching stupid movies.
In this regard,
Have you ever seen Bridesmaids?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that's a good
but
one.
That's my kind of humor, though.
Right.
That's like a guy.
Like Melissa McCarthy. Like, that's my kind of humor. Yeah. Silly,
that
wild,
was, that
goofy.
Was a guy's movie starring women.
Yeah. I hate comedies that have a serious side. It's not funny if it's going to be like, oh, but then we broke up. Like, I wanted the movie to be funny. If it's funny, then it's funny.
Do you like really good romance movies?
No.
I'm sorry, I just had an amazing
girls
idea.
Girls are oogie? What's going on here?
What do you got, Rich?
Honestly, it just bores me.
I want to force Wheels to watch all of the girl movies and then have him recap them on the show the next day.
All right.
That, where he's like, oh, we
you
broke
up. I'll do that, but then you got to watch all day, like the bro action films.
We should work this out. We could all watch Steel Magnolias together.
That'd be, like an MST3K.
Yeah.
I might not show up.
Yeah,
we can do that. We can
see you guys at 4.
I love Steel Magnolias. It's a great film.
That and I make fun of my dad all the time because he loves the movie Fried Green Tomatoes, and he's like, you should always watch it. It's a classic. I'm like, I'm not watching it.
I remember watching Steel Magnolias when it first came out on like VHS.
Oh, man.
I'm sure with Maureen, and I was like, is someone going to die?
Is it about flowers?
And like, what?
It's about the strength of these women supporting each other. Through there thick and thin.
Yeah. Bitch can't wait.
Yeah.
And Dolly Parton's in it, for goodness sake.
Yeah, she's funny.
She is. She's really good in it.
Yeah, she's a real cut up in the movie.
Wow, yeah.
She is funny.
Yeah.
You ever do that thing where you think about breathing and then you don't know how to breathe?
Yep.
Or like, how's my heart just keep beating? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just did that with speaking during my live for Triton Exteriors. I was doing my live for Triton Exteriors. It was going pretty well. And I'm not especially silver-tongued. I'm not. I'm effective, but I'm not silver-tongued. I'm not like Wheeler silver-tongued.
Ooh.
You know, professional guys like that are. But that one was really rolling off my tongue. And I had the ability to think about two things at once. And I thought, how do you even talk? How do you just keep saying words?
Yep.
How do you think something that comes out of your throat? And then I started tightening up.
Yeah. Worst thing you can do is like think about a word as you're saying it.
It's weird.
Ugh, it's the worst thing you can do.
The breathing thing, you just can't think about it.
Yeah.
Or blinking.
Mm-hmm.
If I think about blinking, I just, there I go.
You ever think about your name too much?
No, never done that one.
Yeah,
thanks for that,
bad.
Though.
Yeah,
that's a
just
curse.
Like, that's weird that that's what people call me and I respond to it and that's my identity and it sounds Rachel. What a weird series of sounds to be known by. Like, you know
now
what I mean?
Kind of get it.
Yeah.
That was the first time I wanted to change my name was I was like, this thing sucks. Like, I really got to thinking about it and I like never let it go.
Wheels thinks we're insane, by the way.
I'm just going, never once thought about any of those things.
When I was little.
That was Wheeler's best name ever.
Boy, this is going to be way too much information. When I was little, we had a big giant mirror above the couch. And I used to sit on the couch backwards facing the mirror and just stare at it. And it'd just be like, you look so weird. And I may have kissed my own image.
One time my mom was like, I was cleaning your mirror. Were you kissing yourself in the mirror? And I was like, oh,
what?
No. I don't know where you got that
from. Oh, I'm going to be sick. Who would kiss their own reflection? Yeah, I used to do that.
My grandma had like an old like Buick. And I liked the leather part, you know, the part right under the window. And
I'm nervous.
So I would like run my lips along it when I was a kid. When I was like 5.
He always does this.
And it would just leave this big, like, slobber trail.
Oh, my God.
And the weirdest part to me That's obviously
the weird part. The weirdest part to you.
The weirdest part to me was that I don't remember anyone in my family ever being like, what are you doing? And stop doing that.
That's so not weird at all.
That meant that they were like, I don't even know. Just let him alone.
Just let him do it.
Leave
let
it alone.
You're not hurting anything.
I don't want to get involved.
What'd your grandma think?
I don't. She was driving. I don't think she ever noticed.
It's been distracting.
Yeah. But I just feel like everybody else must have been like, I don't feel like, it's not worth getting involved.
I feel like slobbered
on Grandma's Buick.
Leaving a slobber trail.
Right by the window.
On the bright red leather of this Buick.
Alrighty.
Stevie Wonder, bright red, take us say. Away.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX 336. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So, what a run we're on here, but nothing good can last forever. I understand a little bit of rain coming in tomorrow night.
Yeah, you know, Friday night, Saturday morning, the prime time. And you talked about rainfall amounts, I think, earlier in the week, and I wanted to get some numbers for you. For the month of May, since we're closing that out tomorrow, pretty close to 6 inches of rain. That is about an inch and a half above average. And for the year, we're at 20.73 inches, and that is a little over 3 inches above average. So we've had a lot of rain.
Yeah, it feels like it. But it didn't feel excessive. I mean, I understand the numbers, but it didn't feel like, oh, my God. I mean, it just felt like a nice little relief.
Right. Yeah. And that sets up us good going into the summer. But I still think we'll start to run into the drought word at least a little bit in July and definitely in August. So there's a little band of shower and thunder shower activity out in Kansas and Oklahoma right now. I don't think that gets our way because our air is too dry, but we'll see partly cloudy skies overnight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a changeable sky, a couple of scattered showers and thunder showers in the afternoon. I don't see a lot, but an uptick in scattered shower and thunderstorms Friday night, 63. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the morning on Saturday. I don't see anything severe out of this, though there could be some heavy downpours. 77 on Saturday. Quiet Saturday night, Sunday partly sunny, nothing more than a spot thunderstorm, mainly dry on Sunday and warm it up to 85 degrees.
Dave, tell me again how the rain we've already had affects the fall colors.
The spring rain is our focus. The more rain we have in the spring, it usually translates to better than average fall colors. So
nice.
We're on track for that.
Very nice.
Very cool.
Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. All right, this is a very sad story. A person was killed after falling into a jet engine of an airplane that was about to take off in Amsterdam. Passengers and crew on board reportedly saw this happen and are being offered counseling. It's not immediately clear how the person fell or whether they may have jumped, but witnesses say there was a terrible noise after which smoke could be seen. And, I mean, it's just an awful thing that happened.
Yeah, God. It doesn't seem like the kind of thing that could happen by accident. I'm not accusing the person, but, I mean, that's that's quite a set of circumstances.
Seems kind
of
weird,
to fall into an engine. Mm-hmm.
Bit of a more lighthearted story here. A man with a suspended license shows up on Zoom for court behind the wheel of a car.
This is amazing. Do we get this audio by chance?
Yeah, we do have it if you guys want to hear.
This is great.
Hear it.
Assistant Public Defender Natalie Tate for Mr. Harris, who should be present via Zoom.
Mr. Harris, are you driving?
Actually, I'm pulling into my doctor's office, actually. So just give me 1 second. I'm parking right now.
You stationary?
I'm pulling in right now at this second. Yes, I am.
So maybe I don't understand something. This is a driving while license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving and he didn't have a license.
Is with the charges, Your Honor. Yes.
No, I'm looking at his record. He doesn't have a license. He's suspended and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
I don't even know why he would do that. So defendant's bond is revoked in this matter. Defendant is to turn himself into the Washtenaw County Jail by 6 p.m. today. Failure to turn himself in will result in a bench warrant with no bond.
He was so upset. Oh, the guy's like, the video, oh, man.
If you see the video, his head is just like up to the ceiling of his car. He's like, oh, my God.
Like, I knew I was forgetting something.
So you're going to virtual court because your license is suspended and you're doing your Zoom while you're driving your car.
The best part was how cheerful he sounded when he was like, and I'm just pulling into the parking spot right now.
Good. No problems here. Don't worry about me.
What in the world?
Let's see. Jill Biden says that the mics will be cut during the first presidential debates. She confirmed this during an appearance on The View, saying they've built in what they're going to turn off those mics. They've built that in where they're going to turn off those mics so that someone can't ramble or scream at somebody. Not that my husband would be the one doing that. Oh, she's got to get in her little jab at the end there.
We, just received word that a verdict is in on the Trump trial.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, wow.
So we will be monitoring this and, of course, bring it to you live. It could happen in the next 10 minutes. It could happen at 8 p.m. tonight. We don't know.
Okay. Moving on with headlines, I guess.
Yeah.
As we all stare at the TV.
Yeah, right.
So Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. This is a fun Schnucks story. Customers will soon be able to sip on Starbucks coffee drinks while they shop at two Schnucks locations.
A lot of shushes in there.
I know, sorry.
She sells by the shoe drawer.
They're going to add Starbucks cafes to their Hampton Village and Cross Keys stores.
That's yours, right?
Yep.
One of those? Nice.
Yeah, Hampton
Congrats.
Is my main Schnucks. Yeah, it's cool.
I would get one every time I went. If they put one in mine, I'd go every single time.
I don't know, though. My Target also has a Starbucks, and
you don't go?
I never get it because there's a line. But it's nice to have the option to have a little drink while you shop, you
Very
know?
Very nice.
Let's see here. Moving on. Don't want to do that story. Did you guys see this story about North Korea floating trash balloons over the border?
Yes.
So South Korean officials say more than 260 balloons carrying bags of trash were sent drifting across the demilitarized zone into South Korea, some reaching as far as Seoul. Authorities were fearing some sort of biological or chemical attack, but it turns out the bags were just filled with ordinary trash.
Man, that's petty.
That is extremely petty.
Either that or a test.
Yeah, good. That's a good one, Dave. Could be. They just look. It's just trash. Settle down. Then the next one could be a biological weapon.
Isn't it amazing that the entire world just has to put up with him?
Yes. And then when he goes, it'll be his creepy sister.
Why? What? Is that who it is? Or he's? Oh, daughter. He has. Yes. Yeah, does he have kids or no? I mean, like, you don't let the little weirdos just constantly be this way.
I bet his daughter doesn't poop either.
Well, of course not. She's a girl.
Yep.
Right.
All right, I thought this was kind of a huge story. Harvard is no longer going to make political statements. Do you see this, Dave?
No.
So they said there will be close cases where reasonable people disagree about whether a given issue is or is not directly related to the core function of the university. The university's policy in these situations should be to err on the side of avoiding official statements.
You know, it always bothers me. I like when people learn. I've learned all of my lessons the hard way. I've had to be spanked on every single one. So I don't mind when someone learns a lesson the hard way. But when someone is so absolutely forceful about something and then they get spanked and they're like, I meant the opposite. I meant I'm going to give no political statements.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, why didn't you think that before?
Yeah. I think isn't that what a lot of people have felt about companies, colleges, whatever. It's like, you don't need to have an official political opinion on an issue.
No, because you're not a person.
Right. And it's not even like, oh, I don't care what they have to say. It's not that. It's more, I just don't look to you for validation in how I feel about these political situations.
And university, universal and diversity, it should be textured. You should be able to go to Harvard and have very right-leaning conservative professors and very left-leaning conservative professors. When I went to undergrad, I was very religious, and I had a psychology professor who basically picked on me in front of all the kids and told me how stupid I was for believing in God. And when the semester was over, he shook my hand and thanked me and told me that it made the whole, and I got it. Like, I understood at that point. At first, I hated him, but when he explained, like, this is why we're here. Like, you've had an effect on all these kids, and our discourse has had an effect on all these kids. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. That's kind of the bigger point to me, especially about universities, because if you take that away, then you don't get bullied by small factions of students or even large factions of students.
Yeah. Yep.
Waiting breaking news.
Yeah.
The silence when Maria Kena walks into the room.
Maria Kena walks into the room.
Oh, there's something going on.
Yeah, she's got something.
I think we're
going to
be pulling up the CBS feed, I think, of what's going on at the court. So that's what we're figuring out over here.
Let's go ahead and we'll take a break. Dave, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You got it.
Going to take a quick break. Once again, the jury has reached a verdict in the Trump trial. Whatever we have to do, move things around, we'll bring it to you live here on KMOX. All right, guys, we're going to take it back over here locally and probably turn it back over to National when they read the verdict. So we're just talking about this, and there's no way to know. But I don't think it's a hung jury, because if it were a hung jury, we would have known that. We've known every single thing that they've done. We've known every single piece of evidence that they wanted to see again, every single instruction they wanted read back to them. If it were a hung jury, this would have been, hey, we can't come to an agreement. Then the judge would have said, go back and try again. They probably would have done that three or four times over maybe 2 or 3 days. So I don't think it's a hung jury. I think it's either a unanimous acquittal or a unanimous conviction. My gut tells me conviction, just because I think it's probably... I find it easier to believe that 12 people were convinced of his guilt than 12 people were convinced that he was not guilty. But that's just me spitballing. But that's the way I'm feeling right now. How about you guys?
Don't have a gut feel, because it's an area I'm not familiar with. You know, I mean, I've watched a lot of Law and Order, but it's
the things that they were asking for were prosecution evidence. That's what leads me to lean that direction.
Good point.
Quick break, right back.